Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh, yeah. A blue-collar man to bring us back here into the 5 o'clock hour, because we have one more pair of sticks and Chicago tickets to give away. They're coming to the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater next year. And we've had tickets to give away all week long. And right now, if you are calling number 5 on the contest line, 314-241-9797, Ethan will award you a pair of tickets to see Chicago. It's the Windy Cities Tour. You get what they're doing here? The band Chicago. And Styx, who's from Chicago. Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, great summer show. You're going to have a lot of fun. You get a pair of tickets for free if you're call number 5. And this is always one of those deals I like to say. If you haven't started dialing by now, you're not going to win. So just save the time. But Ethan will definitely handle your call. We'll award that last pair of tickets. And I think we have... I don't know if we have any more next week. I think this wraps it up. And they did go on sale earlier this morning. Jeff Faulkner's coming in at the bottom of the hour. He's a great local musician. He has a band that is called Mr. Blue Sky, which is an ELO tribute band. And what's interesting, and I've known Jeff for a while, and I love talking music with him, but I had never seen Mr. Blue Sky until I saw, and I had never seen Jeff Lynne and ELO. So I think it was last year, maybe it was 3 years ago, but I think it was 2 years ago when they came through. And then I finally saw Mr. Blue Sky and I was blown away. He's such a great job, and they have a show that's coming up here in a week at Del Mar Hall, so he'll join us. But I also want to do something a little different with Jeff, just because, and I haven't told him this, everybody's list came out of their most listened music on their music platform. I guess all the music platforms kind of do it this week. So if you're a Spotify user, you found out what you were listening to most. I haven't really checked that because I use Spotify. I mean, I'll do that later in the hour, but I was using it to put playlists out for you, the listeners, earlier this year. Mainly my music service is called Tidal, T-I-D-A-L. But I have my top 10 songs from the year. A couple of them even surprised me. There's a little influence on my account from my daughter because she listens to a lot of some of the poppy stuff. But earlier in the year, I got her off my account and she's on the family plan. So she didn't mess up my algorithm as much as in past years. So it's a little bit more accurate to what I listen to. But we'll do that here in just a little bit on 97.1 FM Talk. We had a great roundtable early this afternoon. If you want to use the Odyssey rewind function, you can always do that. Jane was on the panel with Jeff Rainford and former St. Louis County Councilman and former St. Louis County Police Chief Tim Fitch. All you have to do is go to the app, use the rewind function, go back to around 3:04, and you can hear the roundtable. We talked about the second strike. We talked about the Tennessee special election. We talked about MoDOT being asleep at the wheel, some of the gambling stuff, and a couple other topics as well. It was a great roundtable in the 3 o'clock hour. Brian Kilmeade doesn't often join us on a Friday evening. This is a rare exception as we take you into the weekend. He's the co-host of Fox and Friends. You hear him every morning on 97.1 FM Talk from 9 until noon. And he's the host of One Nation with Brian Kilmeade, Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Central Time. Brian, welcome back. How are you this afternoon?
All good.
Are you feeling any Christmas spirit in New York City?
Oh, yeah, it's everywhere. The tree's right around the block from us, so the place is packed. And we'll see. Maybe our last Christmas with our new mayor. Maybe we're not going to have Christmas next year.
Oh, my. We don't want that to happen. I was only in New York City one time in December during the holidays, and I thought it was wonderful. It really was. But that was a while ago, unfortunately. Haven't been back to Manhattan in just a little bit. Let's start here with the second strike, the double tap, whatever you want to call it. I mean, those were dramatically different reactions from Democrats and Republicans who were able to view that video yesterday. I mean, there doesn't seem to be a middle ground there, so I'd like to see the video myself, but where do you think this is all taking us right now?
Listen, if you're targeting the boat, I'm pretty sure you didn't do it to knock him unconscious. You're looking to blow him up. So whether it took one strike or two strikes, to me, it's immaterial. Just like I was not questioning, Mark, I was probably on with you a lot when Obama was president. I was not questioning him. He took out 565 different people around the world. He blew up two weddings. Do you think there were innocent people at that wedding? I imagine so. When Alawaki died, he was with his family. So I'm not sure all his family were terrorists, but he was. But we didn't look to prosecute Barack Obama or debate Barack Obama the way we had the opportunity to do that. So I just find this like the Epstein files, the total distraction. The bigger story is, if you want to know the mission in Venezuela, fair question. If you want to know the approach and what the hope is, that's a fair question. Do it. Yeah, let's hear it. So Democrat or Republican are asking for more answers and more briefings, and they should get it. But the other stuff, I have no patience for.
I mean,
Tom Cotton comes out and just says, look, that's what you do. You see, anybody with war experience, anytime you're trying to take out a bad guy, if they survive the initial hit, you're supposed to, bandage him up and bring him to your hospital?
Yeah, no, but what's interesting, again, here is the focus by, the media. And I've told you this, I think, before, too. I leave here at 6 o'clock when I get off the air, and I tune into Fox on Sirius XM. I see what Laura's doing, but I've been sampling CNN. And last night, I couldn't stop. I'm listening to Aaron Burnett go nuts over this stuff. And look, I'm all for the Constitution, Brian. I think we all are, right? And I want things to be done legally. But the way that this has become another hill that the Democrats apparently are willing to die on when we're taking out drug runners from Venezuela is pretty amazing to me. It's like, what am I missing here?
Well, I mean, did you hear Jim Hines?
Yes.
Who said, to watch the first strike and the second strike, see these people who are shipwrecked and needed help. Shipwrecked? They bombed them.
Yeah.
Shipwrecked? What kind of phrase is that? What do you think? It's a Skipper and Marianne? I mean, these guys are drug runners. That's what they're doing. And the other argument I hear that says, well, they're not the kingpins. They're just moving the drugs. So we don't arrest drug dealers, only the people that grow them. So we don't kill privates, only the generals that told the privates to fight me. So of course I don't think they're the decision makers, but they got to know that if you get in that boat, there's an 80% chance you're going to be blown up. And guess what? Those people don't go in those boats anymore. That's the problem. It's not a matter of getting your kill rate up. It's a matter of stopping the transportation.
Well, yes, and I agree with that. You have a situation, though, where obviously a lot of this has become about going after Pete Hegseth, right?
Oh, yes. Nonstop. I mean, I love these people. Pete's not going to be here for long. He's going to be there 4 years, unless he chooses not to. But there's no way he's going anywhere. So everything that he does, he briefs the president. He's not looking to do anything behind the president's back. A lot of stuff he does that people find unpopular, he's doing it because the president told him. In my opinion, he hasn't told me that. But I think he's doing a good job. I just think they're just trying to find extreme things to say about him.
Well, I think that's been the consistent narrative ever since, he was appointed to that position. Let's talk about our friend Tim Walz and the folks in Minnesota, Brian, and this Somalia scandal, which I have covered in the past, because a lot of this reporting has been out there for a couple of years. But then when it all kind of came together and got more national exposure here in the last week, I mean, these numbers are staggering. We're talking about more than $1 billion from the taxpayers in these scams up there. And Tim Walz doesn't think it's a big deal at all.
It's incredible. And Ilhan Omar's former aide is indicted and implicated in all this. A restaurant she has her events at took millions, tens of millions of dollars from this. They took advantage of impoverished food.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Programs, and then they took advantage of an autistic school program. They told the Somali kids, go ahead, take this class, even though you don't have autism. And then the subsidies that you get, we split with the parents. I mean, is this unbelievable?
Yeah, it is, because it was so sophisticated and there's so much money involved. I can't believe that it happened and went on for as long. Now, look, when we started into the COVID situation with all these funds, we all knew, I mean, a lot of us, you did, I did, we predicted that there was going to be a lot of fraud. I don't know that I knew it was going to be this much in some of these instances for sure. But then what do you make of Ilhan Omar and the mayor, Jacob Frey of Minneapolis, speaking in, you know, Somalian language instead of American and really playing to this, because they've become a political player in Minneapolis because there's so many of them.
Yeah, I mean, and you're a Muslim attorney general there who is now caught on tape taking campaign contributions from somebody that's been implicated in this mess, in Keith Ellison. So is Keith Ellison says he put 300 people in jail for Medicaid fraud. I'd love to see that, the details on that. Can't imagine there were 300 people in jail for Medicaid fraud. And they were afraid of the 80,000 member Somali community voting bloc. They said, if you start arresting us and prosecuting us, we're going to cry racism, and you know, you're not going to get votes. So everyone just looked the other way. Well, now the federal government and Treasury's into it. Believe me, this thing is going to be bigger and bigger. And I just hope it affects Walt and he doesn't get to run again. He can leave in disgrace or go back to China when he's really happy.
I thought it was interesting on the Tim Walz front, or sort of separate but related. Did you see what Josh Shapiro said about Kamala this week? Well, kind of ripping her. Yeah, that was interesting, wasn't it?
Well, number one, a couple of things. The Atlantic writer says that what Josh Shapiro was really mad at is his reputation as being self-obsessed and petty and volatile. And he immediately got read back to him what she wrote in his book, and she really say that and just said she's trying to cover her butt for a horrible showing. And then he took it back. But this is going to be just the beginning. Are you going to tell me if you want the nomination, you're not going to go after Gavin Newsom's track record or Kamala Harris's terrible performance as vice president and then as a candidate, and Joe Biden's mental health? Anybody to do with Joe Biden is going to be sullied, scarlet lettered. Rahm Emanuel probably be a contender, and Shapiro will be a contender. But they say that Shapiro is very programmed. You know, it's not like an answer anything controversial. So maybe that was, even the cursing might have been
gummed up. Yeah, because he said, cover your ass. And then he's like, well, he paused. Maybe I shouldn't say that. And he lightened it up just a little bit. You just spoke about the former president, Joe Biden. It seems that a lot of our friends, Brian, in the legacy media are focusing on President Trump's health right now. They have grave concerns about the guy that works 18 hours a day, that's held cabinet meeting after cabinet meeting, that's not slobbering and drooling on himself, but they're worried about his health right now.
I know, and it's getting Trump really angry, no doubt about it. And I would just say, Mr. President, number one, if you hang out with me tonight around 8:30, they're going to say I'm too old. because I'll be nodding off on Fridays. He gets about as much sleep as I do. And what happens is when you sit down for 3.5 hours in a room that's probably 75 degrees, you're going to be a little drowsy. There's no question about it. He barely sleeps, the guy. The night before that cabinet meeting, he was up at 1:20 in the morning. He was calling a member of his cabinet who said that.
Yeah, so are you referring, because Scott Bessent went on with Andrew Ross Gorkin with this New York Times, you know, event, and he just excoriated the New York Times. It was brilliant. It really, and he said, Bessent was one of them, said, he's calling me at like 2 a.m. on some of these things.
And that's what Doug Burgum has told me too. And they're not like, how you doing? What's going on? Tell me about what you're doing. It is, I thought about this. Why is he going to take this? He never told me about this. How come this person can't do that? It's always substantive. He always hits the ground running in the conversation. And when he calls, you better not act like you're sleeping, even though it's 1:20 in the morning.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. All right, before we wrap up here, I want you to tell me what's coming up on Sunday, but I got your reaction to the World Cup draw. Any reaction for this yet? I guess it's, who is it? Paraguay on June 12th in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I'll take it. I mean, it's not a group of death, I'll tell you that. They got to get all the way. They got to get through the knockout round. They got to get all the way to the semifinals. That's the only thing that'll be successful. You know, I haven't really studied it because I was I just got off the air, but I will take a look at it and give you an opinion about how's it going to go.
Yeah, plus, my wife's a huge,
whatever you predict, it's all about them staying healthy.
Becky, my wife is a huge, huge soccer fan. They had a big event here at our soccer stadium, you know, with monitors and everything rolling out. Had a party earlier today, so I know a lot of people in St. Louis are excited about it. All right, what's coming up on Sunday night? What do you got planned?
I got the Douglases. I got Douglas Murray, and I got Doug Burgum is going to be on. I got these two co-authors of the heist, how China is stealing everything from the F-35 to Elon Musk's self-driving car technology. And what they plan on doing with it, including a shock and awe plan that shocked me. And then I talked to George Shapiro, and Dr. George Shapiro knows how to live longer and healthier. So we try to do those longevity segments. People seem to love them.
Awesome. Have a great weekend, Brian Kilmeade. We'll talk next week.
Go get them, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.